Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
I think this one still has all of its pieces.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Albert. I think. Oh, is that Sari? Yes, one of my favorites. You know, the old days. It's Risk. I don't know if we should play Risk, Alberta. It doesn't always bring out the best in people.
Well, it has pieces from a lot of different games. It's kind of stitched together. We'll figure it out, though. It should be fine.
No, but see, what I'm saying, though, Albert, is not the pieces. It's that game is, well, sort of evil. It basically just makes people hate each other.
It's a piece of cardboard and little molded plastic men.
Well, you know, why don't we just play this? Why don't we just play it? It's Scrabble.
Oh, well, okay.
We just need letters and some level of intelligence with words to play.
Yeah, I have no objections to Scrabble.
I can't spell.
Alberta can't spell.
How can Alberta be our head of tech and programming if Alberta can't spell? That makes no sense.
Back burner director. Alberta can't spell for one reason or another. The director thinks the game of Risk is evil.
It is actually evil. That's
really... How about we play an invention of mine?
Is the invention of your Scrabble? Because I sort of like things ordered like Scrabble. It's a great game.
Scrabble's featured. I take all of the best elements from all of the best games and put them into one most amazing gaming experience that you can possibly imagine. Ladies and gentlemen, behold, Bartopoly.
I don't want to play.
I don't know.
This game looks weird.
Yeah.
Why is it so, there's so much water involved.
Oh, God,
only in the battleship aspects.
Oh, wait, these are my new shoes. I wore these new shoes today.
Battleship is only fun if it's authentic.
Okay, can we not turn the table into an ocean? Please, put that away. I hate to crush your creativity here, Dr. Bridges, but I think we just stick with a standard game. The whole table agrees. Are you with me?
Not at all.
I hate to go against your orders, Director, but maybe it might be fun to try something new.
What? I thought we were on the same thing here. We're gonna, you know, with the words and the letters and the little score pad.
I know, but
I also think we should play this game because we're fighting, and this is just like when I was growing up, before my parents sent me to boarding school. So let's just move past it and play something.
I don't know, maybe let's give it a chance, at least. I mean, I know I said no at first, but I will admit that Dr. Bridges' ideas aren't always terrible.
Well, okay. Director, that's a ringing endorsement from Beatrice.
I mean, we all know how much he loves games.
And also, it seems that it's actually bolted to the table.
What? Okay, but could we do anything about the waterfall? My suit pants are all wet now.
If you want me to turn off the realism aspects, I can, but I'll tell you the battleship portion is not nearly as good without it.
I'd prefer to not have to wear a bathing suit. Thank you, Dr. Bridges.
All right, walk us through.
All right, well, first and foremost, we must decide upon the Bartopoly Adjudicator. Call it!
Okay, fine. Yeah, none of us know what the rules are, so it's fine. Just keep...
And that's how the game begins. Director, your turn.
Okay, fine. Right. I'm going to take this ship here that's now not floating on the table, and I'm gonna move it in front of Alberta.
Whoa! What did I do?
I didn't think you had it in for the kid that way, Director.
I don't know what I'm doing. I just randomly moved something on the board.
No, it was tough but fair. Like your leadership style.
Oh, well, yes, I do feel like I make quick decisions when needed.
Okay. I'm gonna roll...
Wait, my turn's over?
Duh.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna roll a die.
Oh.
I got a six!
Rookie mistake.
Sorry, Beatrice, you didn't get your evil laugh bonus.
Oh,
It's obviously too late.
Oh, well.
It was not bad as a laugh, but you know, I think you could put a little more into it. You know.
Is it my turn? I don't, what's...
Well, if we're going around the table, I think
I rolled a six, so it's your turn now.
It's time to declare.
Declare what?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? I'm just the adjudicator.
Okay. I declare that I win.
What?
Whoa, what?
Whoa.
Yeah, I declare I win. If I'm being asked what I want to declare, I'm declaring that I win the game.
Genius move.
Okay, great. So Scrabble, anyone?
I mean, Beatrice, I didn't think you had it in you. That was a bold move. I mean, unfortunately, it's relegated you to the loss zone, but I admire your spirit.
The loss zone?
The loss zone.
What is the loss zone?
You're acting like you've never played Bartopoli before.
I've never played Bartopoli before. I gave this a chance. This Bartholomew?
Loss was actually, I think it was a 1980s, 1990s, ancient history. It was a TV show that I think ran for way more seasons than it should have. Sorry?
We're not playing Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, no, sadly, we're not.
Unless that's part of this. Should I pick up this card? I don't know.
It's time for the Truth or Dare portion of Bartopoli.
The game's not over?
Oh, it's at minimum a 25-part game.
Oh, of course it is.
So who picks truth or who dare pick truth?
Well, Beatrice, as the one to ask the question, you're the one who asks the question.
But I'm in the loss zone. I don't understand.
Don't worry, we'll be able to hear you.
This game is feeling a lot like my childhood in Risk. maybe we should pause this game, Bartholomew, and we can move on to something else. You know, like...
No, sir, it's okay. Bartholomew, truth or dare?
I see what you're trying to do. Oh, I'm not going to fall for your trap.
Truth or dare, Bartholomew?
Truth.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, truth.
I think this is generally where you then ask a question that he has to answer truthfully.
I know, but I'm trying to think my way around your thinking. Tell us the truth of how you became the engineer on this mission.
I was hired.
Well, technically that's true. By technicality, though, you have to admit, Bartholomew. You know.
Yeah, and technicalities don't count in Bartopolis.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't expose your personnel file or anything, but, you know, we are in the game and slight drive to conquer you all and win. Technically, you were hired... But...
Director, is this really when you want to play your expansion truth modifier?
Oh, yes it is, then. Ha! How many points does that give me?
As if you don't know.
Well, I don't know, because you haven't explained any of the rules. You all may not be aware, but... Barty was not the engineer originally hired. The engineer originally hired died in mysterious circumstances.
What?
What?
Hmm.
Don't worry about her, everyone.
Her?
Yes. Bartholomew's ex. Right, no, I think I get the points there. It's Alberta, I think you're next.
Wait, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Bartholomew's X?
X what?
Yes.
Okay. Was the original engineer?
I think it's your turn, Alberta. You can move the battleship. I recommend that move.
No, I'm going to let this silence linger while we all deal with this information.
Guys, we're playing Bartopoli. Don't worry about her. Jennifer's irrelevant to this.
An amazing engineer, according to her file. Okay, can I go if someone doesn't take their turn?
I'm going to play my truth expansion, expander, whatever. I'm declaring that I want to know more about this Jennifer.
I put up my +9 emotional blockade.
I fight it with my, emotional truth sword.
I counter with a shield of dismay.
Oh. And I battle that with a lightning bolt of charged understanding.
When were you guys getting all these cards?
Hey, Alberta, what do you think about a game of Scrabble? They're probably going to be at this a while.
I'm very emotionally overwhelmed right now.
And I follow up with a hit of suppression release toxins.
As I cough through the toxins, I look at you with my what do you care stare.
And I reflect it back with my glasses of, it would be nice to know you a little better so I could understand where you're coming from and why you get so defensive about everything that has to do with anything but work.
Hey, Alberta, here's the bag. Pick your pieces.
Yeah, okay, I'm in now. Now I'm in. This is getting weird.
So what do you want? There's nothing to tell. I'm an engineer. I know other engineers.
I know, but you're more than an engineer. I mean, all you ever do is sarcasm and frustration, so it would, you know, deflect. It would be nice to, you know, I don't know, hear that you have a bit of a soul.
Sarcasm and frustration. I'm pretty funny, too.
Alberta, you wouldn't happen to need a Z or a Z, would you? I've got all these.
Sure, I mean, yeah, you're funny, but I mean, in a, I don't want to open up at all, and I'm just going to be closed off and make fun of you until you hate me a little bit kind of way.
Yeah, funny.
Okay, I have cheers.
Oh, that's pretty good. Alberta, can you make note that once we're done, once they're done with this game, we should add this one to the risk pile.
Fine, if you don't want to then don't. No. Don't. I'll just roll the dice. I'll roll the dice on Bartopoli and we'll go to the next move. Oh, look, I rolled a strange shape of ocean waves.
It's a much better effect with the water. Look.
Avoidance.
You have avoidance? I think I have most of zebra.
Look, I Dr. Howell was an engineer that I knew back on Earth. She, we encountered each other at some conferences. We knew each other in various ways. And then we stopped.
But how did you, I mean, if she was supposed to be on board, how did you take her place?
For someone who can't spell, how are you getting all these words, Alberta?
You have to play off the ones that I put down. You can't put them wherever you want.
Oh.
She was no longer in a position to come on board.
Well, from what our director says, it sounds like she was in a dead position.
And I was no longer in a position where I wanted to stay on Earth. Are you happy?
Oh, look at the time. Anyone for tea? Tea?
Well, it's not like you're the only person who lost someone that made them want to leave.
I'll go put the tea on.
And I'll just watch still.
What do you want from me? It's not like I played a pity party card. You're the one who was putting up all of the blockades and the shields and the attacks of open yourself up. And you learned the game very quickly, by the way.
Yeah, but we're not talking about me. Because you don't tend to like to listen when I talk about me. So let's talk about you.
What, are you saying there's something you want to say about you?
No, not now. No. No.
Wait, it sort of sounded like that's what you were saying.
I don't feel like sharing. And I'm already a +17 on my barriers for my health.
What? You guys have leveled up?
Tea's ready. Wow. Game night sure is fun, huh? Morale booster.
Well, You're so open, you might as well work in human resources. I'm sure everyone would come to you for help.
Human resources.
It's a good joke.
Cookie?
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Sorry.
Bartholomew is dying because I beat him. I've taken away his will to live. He was to beat me. Suck it, bitch.
There's our outtake.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is routine update log number 6 for Dr. Edison Tucker concerning my research into the town of Jerusalem, Oregon, and the existence of the supernatural, paranormal, mythological, etc., etc., blah, blah, blah. Anyway, since arriving, I've definitely encountered some stuff that could be classified under weird ass. I mean, where else does putting lamb's blood on people's doorways actually work as pest control? And nobody in town will talk to me about the picnic area near Lincoln's farm. Although, could be because everybody thinks I'm one of those monster hunting idiots. Which I'm not, okay? I am an experienced professional who takes my work extremely seriously, and I am going to prove this if it's the last thing I ever—
Oh, Dr. Tucker, what have I told you about keeping samples in the fridge?
Although, to be honest, I think the biggest mystery on my hands is how I'm gonna survive living with Lucille Kensington, stuck-up extraordinaire. So, if you guys don't hear from me again, it wasn't something in the woods that got me. Probably. Where the Stars Fell. Available now wherever podcasts are found.